Kenya is a key U.S. ally in Africa and is seen as a bulwark in heading off Russia's influence in Eastern Africa. Many in Washington were hoping to see Ruto invited to speak before a joint meeting of Congress when he arrives in Washington on May 23rd for a state visit, marking the 60th anniversary of U.S.-Kenyan diplomatic relations. Republican Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, urged House Speaker Mike Johnson to extend the invitation to Ruto. He and Democrat Gregory Meeks wrote, "It would underscore the importance of the U.S.-Kenya relationship and send a valuable signal to the people of Africa." Raj Shah, Speaker Johnson's chief of staff, said it mostly boiled down to a scheduling conflict. He told VOA that, quote, "It is really an issue of floor time and not intended to be in any way a slight to Kenya as a U.S. ally." David Monda, a Kenyan and professor of political science at City University of New York, told VOA that he thinks Johnson's decision had more to do with appealing to the right wing of his party.
Mike Johnson, the speaker, is really attempting to show the right wing members of his coalition, particularly the Freedom Caucus, that he's not going to give in to all the Democratic requests. And I think President Ruto's trip falls squarely within this space, whereby Johnson recently survived a motion to vacate, and he's really trying to placate the very angry members of his party.
Joanna LeBlanc, a lawyer and partner at the Washington, D.C. firm Adami Advisory Group, calls it a missed opportunity to strengthen U.S.-Kenyan ties, adding it's been over a decade since an African head of state addressed Congress.
I can understand from a political standpoint why Speaker Johnson would not approve this. Let's be honest, it's an election year, and it's one that has proven itself to be very contentious between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. So anything that Speaker Johnson would do to present the Biden administration in a positive light could potentially garner backlash from the Republican establishment.
LeBlanc says Kenya's assistance has been critical in addressing security in East Africa and beyond.
Kenya's support and partnership in the African Union Transition Mission Somalia is also critical to the stability in the region. We also have Kenya's partnership with the U.S. in countering al-Shabaab, an Islamic militant group based in Somalia. And now you have Kenya, who has taken the global stage, supporting the United States in addressing the insecurity crisis taking place currently in the Republic of Haiti, a country located in the Caribbean.
Shaw says not inviting Ruto was more a consequence of the congressional schedule. He also noted that Johnson has offered the Kenyan embassy over 90 minutes of engagement, including a one-on-one visit with Johnson and a bipartisan leadership meeting with committee chairs and ranking members. Joint meetings require a considerable amount of planning on Capitol Hill. The chamber is shut down for hours, and such an event entails a major security operation. In addition, Ruto arrives on a Thursday, just ahead of the U.S. Memorial Day holiday. Members of Congress typically are not in Washington on Fridays and generally return to their home districts for several days around national holidays. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.